much everyone agrees that diversity on screen, on stage, in front of the camera, behind the scenes is a valuable thing. But how accurate are the depictions at times of people with, say, something like autism? You might be familiar with a show called The Big Bang Theory, and the central character, Sheldon, was perceived by some as having autism, but that portrayal didn't necessarily sit right with the young man you're about to meet. His name is Oliver Hetherington. He's come up with his own story called The No Bang Theory, about autism and his quest for love. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Rebecca. It's Oliver Hetherington Page, not to correct you entirely.
Oh, no, you should correct me. Sorry.
My parents couldn't decide on a last name, so they hyphenated and gave me both. But that's where we are.
Okay. Well, I better get that right. Oliver-Hetherington Page. We've got to remember that name because you will be on a stage, hopefully a lot in the future. Tell me how the idea of this show came to you, The No Bang Theory.
The No Bang Theory has been percolating for a long time and it has gone through many names because I wanted to explore what autism looked like. And I thought the best means of doing that was through musical theatre because I adore musical theatre and am slightly obsessed. And on a almost sidetrack to that, I was seeing shows like The Big Bang Theory present autism in a certain light with these science nerds that are almost like robots that speak a certain way and behave a certain way. And that was not my experience of autism. And it really annoyed me that when these stereotypes persist, it negatively affects my life and my perception of self. So these kind of two ideas came together and became the No Bang Theory, which explores what autism looks like for me, how it's affected my journey for love, and talks about the Big Bang Theory.
Except you've called it the No Bang Theory, which
yes,
we'll talk around as best we can at, you know, 10:15 on a Wednesday morning. So, Oliver, in terms of that portrayal, that messaging of characters that you didn't think, was it that it was inaccurate or was it that it was a confusing message to you?
I think part of it, particularly with the Big Bang Theory, is there was a refusal to acknowledge that they were writing an autistic character, that they would put all these like signs of autism and then almost make that the butt of the joke. And then when confronted with you're turning autism into a joke, they'd almost gaslight their audience and their fan base of a lot of autistic people and go, oh, Sheldon's not autistic, he's just different and odd. And I'm like, no, you've written an autistic character. You've turned him into the butt of the joke. And rather than actually saying something with that, they refused to acknowledge it. And that really upset me because I am an autistic person. And once upon a time, I really did see a lot of myself in Sheldon. And to find out that I was not respected and taken seriously by these creators really upset me. And that's what I wanted to bring to this show, an authentic, real, actually autistic story that comes from written by and starring an autistic person in myself, rather than neurotypical writers and neurotypical actors pretending to be autistic. And that authenticity is really important. And that was what annoyed me about shows like The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, totally understandable. Oliver Hetherington Page, who is, he's just received a significant Arts Queensland grant to get his show, The No Bang Theory, onto a stage, which we'll talk about in a moment. But in terms of, you know, you saying that your perception was that character was a person with autism and that, you know, there was a sense that became the butt of the joke. Why do you think there was a reluctance from creators to write or acknowledge that perhaps that's where the character came from?
I think it's partially the fact that the moment they acknowledge that this character is autistic, it lessens the joke and it's not funny anymore. And I think the honest truth is that if you acknowledge it, there's actually a lot more humour that you can mine from that, because I believe that great humour comes from truth. And so the more truthful and authentic you can be, the funnier it is, because it's honest rather than betraying a character, because humour is tragedy plus time. So if we are being 100% honest and authentic, that's funnier than almost like stereotypes and like things they've learnt from a book almost about autism. Mm. Being authentic and actually telling these stories truthfully is always going to be funnier than a stereotype.
That is so true. The funniest humour for so many people is that thing when the comedian or the sort of the portrayal of a situation where you go, oh, that's me. Oh, yeah, I get that, because it just hits home in terms of you being able to relate to it. What about in terms of how you started thinking about relationships and you being in a relationship? What did you think that might do in your life?
I think when I was a teenager, and the show The No Bang Theory mainly focuses on when I'm about 13 to 17, there was a sense of, once I get a girlfriend, I will be normal, because all these normal guys around me have a girlfriend and are starting on that journey of love and acceptance. And so I became a different person. I became almost a bravado. Like, I was trying to be what I thought girls would want and not myself, because, and it relates back to Sheldon Cooper, because I watched that show and Sheldon could get a girlfriend and that wasn't my experience of it. Mm. And so it was like, I'm going to be a version of myself and not authentically myself in search of love, because I thought a girlfriend could fix me. And the journey of the show is, by the end of the show, I realize I need to work on myself and get a better understanding of myself before focusing on a relationship.
Oh, man, that's advice for the ages, Oliver. We can all take a leaf out of that book. Oliver Hetherington Page, The No Bang Theory, a show he's working on, which will now be backed by an Arts Queensland grant to the tune of $25,000. Oliver, are you happy to share a little bit more about your own experience of autism?
Oh, certainly, certainly. I was diagnosed quite late in life. I was 15 when I was diagnosed, which is quite late for most people on the spectrum. And that was because I exist in a certain grey area that 90% of the time I can almost pass as a normal person. And autism at the best of times is an invisible disability. You can't necessarily see it like you can someone in a wheelchair. And so it meant that there was a lot of misunderstanding and a lot less acceptance, because I didn't seem disabled or seem autistic. And I was told things like I should read the room better, which, when you have a disability that means your social skills aren't 100% perfect, being told to read the room is kind of like telling someone in a wheelchair to stand up straight. They actually can't. And I am trying my best and I am learning all the time of, these are the behaviours that you do in this moment. These are the things you say and don't say. But it took me a while to figure it out. And that relates back to my journey for love, because at 15, when I didn't necessarily know the social boundaries of standing too close to a girl or, you know, figuring out when they were interested in talking to me and when they weren't, that can be quite a challenge, because particularly as a straight white man in this day and age, you have to be very careful, just because for so long we didn't have to, and we have seen historically what that has led to. But for me, it was always a challenge of figuring out where the line was. It's not that I meant to make these people uncomfortable. I just didn't know.
Yeah. So after you got that diagnosis at 15, which, as you say, is quite late, what was the process from there in terms of, you talk about, you know, trying to learn different things? Like, what sort of treatment, for lack of a better word, did you seek out?
It's treatment and disability is this weird grey area, because I view autism as a part of who I am. I don't think it is a problem in bunny ears.
Yes.
I think it's about learning to understand what the world expects, because I think the problem and the disability is a lack of access and a lack of understanding from the rest of the world, not on me. And look, there's a lot I can do to be better and do better just in life about all things. But I think it's about being ready and accepting and flexible. I think it's learning how to be flexible with those around you.
Yeah. And it's also the reason why we need authentic storytellers on stage, sharing experiences and telling stories that are based in genuine lived experience, which I hope is what people will get from seeing your show, The No Bang Theory. So $25,000, that's no small grant from Arts Queensland. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That.
What's the plan from here?
The plan is there is a first draft of the script that I wrote over the course of lockdown last year. And the plan is we go into rehearsals later this month and, you know, finesse this draft. It's currently about 20 minutes too long. And then there'll be a date that I cannot yet announce because it is still under embargo.
Oh, good sizzle, Oliver. Good sizzle. So you've already confessed your musical theatre obsession, I believe you called it. Is the show musical? Is it a cabaret performance?
It is a cabaret performance. What I kind of did was I took these well-known musical theatre standards like Oh, What a Beautiful Morning from Oklahoma, Where is Love, Send in the Clowns, those kind of songs, and said, okay, if we take these songs and look at it from this perspective, we get a whole new understanding of the song. Mm-hmm. So some of the songs I didn't change a single lyric for, and some others, you know, I was a bit creative and made a bit of a parody song. Mm-hmm. But it's about using the language of musical theatre to explore autism in all its many facets and not just the science nerd, because a fun fact I discovered is there are more autistic people in Hollywood than work for Microsoft. But that's not necessarily what you think of when you think of autism. You'd think of science, computer people working at the high end of Microsoft.
Wow, that is a very interesting sort of factoid. Where does that come from? How did someone figure that out?
I think it was I believe I got this secondhand from somebody else. So mm-hmm. perhaps it's one of those factoids that has been morphed over time and become true enough for a play, perhaps not a documentary.
Yeah, I've got it. By the way, Oliver, Charles in Cleveland has just sent a text saying, ask about how exhausting it is to pretend to be, in inverted commas, normal.
I think that might be my father, but we'll pretend that it isn't.
Hi, Dad.
I think it is exhausting to pretend to be normal. I act normal 100% of the time, and I think that's what draws autistic people to the arts, is you are constantly acting neurotypical, acting normal, and that is exhausting. When you have to put in 100% effort just to fit in, that is tiring, and particularly at school when you are fitting into a social system and an education system that is not that flexible, it is like emotionally tiring just getting up every day. And I was going to school on average 3 days a week just because that is the emotional load that I could handle, and the other 2 days a week I was just in bed exhausted.
Well, I love that you have prevailed and your love of musical theatre and the stage is front and centre now, and that your story will be as well. Do let us know when you can say when and where people can see The No Bang Theory.
Yes, and just to plug, I'm at The No Bang Theory on Instagram and on Facebook, and a website is atwistofoliver.com/NoBangTheory. I've learned that is how one markets a show, is linked to their Instagram, Facebook and website.
Beautifully done. Oliver Hetherington Page. Let me get the name right. What an absolute delight it's been to chat to you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations again on the Arts Queensland funding for The No Bang Theory to the tune of $25,000.